Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, March 27th, 2008. The Israeli army attacked Gaza and leveled a home. A new round of talks takes place in Rafah between Hamas and Egypt over a possible truce. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli army tanks and bulldozers invaded the village of Al-Qarrara in the southern part of the Gaza Strip on Thursday at dawn. Tanks and bulldozers destroyed two homes owned by local farmers, in addition to bulldozing 50 dunams of land used for farming, local sources reported. Meanwhile, the Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of Hamas, stated that its fighters fired at least 9 homemade shells at southern Israeli areas located near Gaza on Thursday at dawn. Israeli media sources reported that 2 Israeli civilians were lightly wounded when a Qassam shell landed in their home in the Negev area in southern Israel. Egyptian officials met with Hamas and Islamic Jihad representatives on the Egyptian side of the Rafah border on Thursday. Thursday's meeting came as part of the Egyptian efforts to strike a truce between the Palestinian resistance groups and Israel. Hamas described the meeting as positive and stated that Egypt has agreed to release 40 Palestinians being held by Egypt, in addition to allowing more Palestinians to cross into Egypt for medical care. Egypt has been mediating between Palestinian groups and Israel for several months to end the siege that Israel has imposed on Gaza for the past 9 months, in return for stopping homemade shells Palestinian resistance groups fire from Gaza into nearby Israeli areas. In the West Bank today, the Israeli army attacked and searched homes in several towns and cities. Palestinian sources reported that 3 Palestinian civilians were kidnapped during those attacks. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Fuad Azir and Ghassan Bannour.